Hey there, romance nerds. Today, it is just I, Jackie, earworming for you for the last minisode of March 2024. And you know what? March here in the US is Women's History Month, and this March has been quite a month for women's history, especially when it comes to the sports world. Now, I'm about to nerd out on you in a way you probably never expected me to nerd out. What a lot of people might not know is that I enjoy trail running. You know, I'm a hiker. You know, I love riding horses, but I also love to run through the woods and get very muddy with my dogs. And one of the races that inspired my trail running journey was actually the Barkley Marathons in Tennessee. Not sure if you've heard of the Barkley Marathons before. They are pretty niche, and they're something that not many people would be aware of outside of the trail running community. The Barkley Marathons are one of the toughest ultra marathons that you can run as an ultra runner. And an ultra marathon is 100 plus miles of running. Yes, that is four regular marathons stacked on top of one another. And the Barkley Marathons, which are run at the Frozen Head State Park in Tennessee, are notorious amongst the ultra running community. They are 100 plus miles, which consist of five laps of about 20 miles each. I say about and around because nobody knows the actual distance that you are running during these laps. Hundreds apply each year, and only 40 are ever selected to run. It is. I encourage you to dive into the lore for this because the guy who runs it, the way he runs it, it's amazing. It's also kind of bookish because to prove that you have completed each lap, you are given a bib that has a different number for each lap. So lap one, you might get bib number 399 or something like that. There are books hidden as waypoints along the route, and you have to take from each book the page number that corresponds with your bib number to prove that you have run the entire way. But also, you are given hardly any way to navigate across this treacherous route. Oh, did I mention that the race covers about 60,000 feet of climb and descent, which is twice the height of Mount Everest? That's right. You are running 100 plus miles, and you're running up and down Mount Everest times two. So I think it's not a surprise to say that since the start of the Barkley Marathons in 1989, only 20 people have ever finished the race. And that includes the five who finished this year, one of which was the first ever female finisher, Jasmine Paris of the United Kingdom. Jasmine is a force to be reckoned with. She is somebody to look up to. You have a 60-hour cutoff to finish this race. She finished it 59 hours, 58 minutes, 21 seconds. I'm going to include some pictures. I'm going to include some articles, obviously, in the show notes. Go look them. But it's enough to bring tears to your eyes, I think, to think of the first female finisher ever to finish one of the world's hardest ultra marathons. And on top of that, I encourage you, if you're interested in running or interested about ultra marathon lore, go look up Courtney DeWalter. She is a force to be reckoned with in the ultra running world. She, last year in 2023, set so many records for ultra running across the world. So in honor of all of this amazing history being made, I thought we could go over some romance books that highlight women athletes. And I'm getting to the point, don't worry. So I have in front of me five different books I would like to recommend if you're in a sporty mood for women athletes kicking butt. And first and foremost, I think we've talked about this one before, The Siren of Sussex by Mimi Matthews. This was actually one of our book club picks last year. Yeah, last year. And I wasn't able to make it. So I am very sad because it is a horse book. And the heroine, she just wants to ride horses. She just wants to be a jockey. And so she challenges the world of racing in Victorian era England. And she, you know, she kicks butt. And also, there's a romance involved. Secondly, again, I might have mentioned this before. If not, I am very remiss because I love this book. I love this author. Cleat Cute by Meryl Wilsner. It is queer. It is women loving women. It is sapphic. It is spicy. It's good. It's so good. Also, the cover is really pretty. It's got some of my favorite colors on it. But it is about soccer players in the U.S. women's national team. And it's got an age gap. It's got not quite rivals to lovers, more like one of the heroines is a joker, the other heroine is super serious, and they meet in the middle. It's so good. It's also about women finding their place in the sports world, not only for rookies, but also for the old timers in the sport and those who might be facing retirement. Of course, I say old timers in retirement. They're only like in their early 30s at most, but that's the world of sports. So if you are a Mia Hamm fan, if you love to watch the women's soccer team kick butt, then Cleat Cute by Meryl Wilsner. And you guys know we stan Tessa Bailey here on this podcast. Tessa's newest book, Fangirl Down, which I know I've talked about before. Again, I've talked about all these before, but they're just awesome. They deserve their own highlight. This is about golf. And while it is pitched as a bad boy golfer, the heroine is also a golfer. And her knowledge and her prowess at the sport is what helps the hero become a better player, become a better golfer. And I am not a golf fan, but this made me actually want to watch golf. So Fangirl Down by Tessa Bailey. And it's also got the who did this to you scene. So you can't not like that. I have another horse book to add to the list, and that is Done and Dusted by Lila Sage. This is about a heroine who all she wants to do is ride horses. All she wants to do is be a professional, I can't remember if it's a barrel racer or something else in the Western world, but she gets injured and she has to go home, take some time from out of the saddle. And that's where she meets the small town that she lives in, a notorious bad boy bar owner and bachelor. Not to mention, he is the heroine's older brother's best friend. So that's right. Best friend's younger sister. Older brother's best friend. We love that. We love it so much. And it's got horses in it. What could go wrong with that? And last but not least, we have From Lukov with Love by Mariana Zapata. This is a figure skating romance. It is soul POV. So I know some people like soul POV versus dual POV. Only the heroine's voice is heard throughout this book. Only her point of view. She is a bad Jen's not here, so I can swear. She is a badass figure skater. She is top of the game. She's been in it for 17 years, but unfortunately, she knows her time is coming to an end. She's had so many injuries and just like a string of bad luck, and she thinks that she might have to retire soon. But then there is an offer to partner with the infamous Ivan Lukov. It's probably Ivan. I haven't listened to the audiobook in my brain. It's always Ivan. Ivan Lukov, who is a fellow skater, and they have to partner together. If you've seen the movie Cutting Edge, that whole series, you will love this book. There's just, you know, it's that constant bickering. There's no big fight scene at the end, so we love that. And there's just so much figure skating lore that is included in this. If you grew up watching Michelle Kwan do, you know, camelbacks, and I think that's what they're called. I don't know. If you watched her doing double axles, then you will love From Lukov with Love by Mariana Zapata. And that, folks, brings us to an end of Sporty Romances featuring badass women athletes. Haha, Jen, I don't owe you 50 cents. If you have any recommendations, please send them along our way, ragingromantics@noble.org. We always love to see women athletes who are kicking butt and taking names in the romance books. And sometimes we love a himbo on the sidelines cheering for his girl or her girl. If you know, you know. All right. Well, with that in mind, folks, we will have Jen and Thomas possibly on the next one. So in the meantime, I get to say it. Rage on.